Well, Magna Carta is a fundamental foundation of the liberties that we enjoy. So what it established was the principle of equality under the law and indeed the rule of law. Now, that gives it not only legal interest, but also, of course, medieval interest. So it really deserves to be part of the history curriculum for that alone. But what's important is what it has inspired throughout the centuries. Now, if we look at Magna Carta, what it actually promised in 1215, the actual number of clauses which are relevant over history are relatively limited. The trial by jury principle is an important one, but most of the others are not particularly relevant. But the key to understanding the importance of Magna Carta over time and why it's so important for students studying history, but also, of course, studying citizenship, is that it has inspired a whole range of subsequent movements and pieces of legislation which have enhanced the liberties that we all enjoy. So we might, for example, talk about the inspiration for habeas corpus, which was institutionalized several hundred years after 1215. And then moving on to that, the idea of liberty being something that more and more people should take part in the production of. So historians started to think about the idea around the time of the English Civil War that for liberty to be meaningful, it should include more and more people in the production of that liberty. And so we started to see the development, for example, of more democratic ideas, linking the idea of liberty with democracy and, of course, the increasing role of Parliament. And the way that that develops as a principle of liberty is that increasingly more and more people started to get the vote, for example, particularly in the 19th century. And then as we move into the 20th century, we get particular declarations of human rights that take their inspiration from Magna Carta. So we have the European Convention, but most famously the UN Declaration of Human Rights. Going back historically, of course, outside of the United Kingdom, we've got very important declarations in the United States and also in France. So the key thing about Magna Carta and why it's important for the history curriculum is obviously it's a terrifically important historical moment in medieval history. But the ideas and the principles of Magna Carta resonate throughout a whole series of centuries. There's not a great deal, for example, in the 200 or 300 years immediately afterwards. But after that, from the time largely of the English Civil Wars onwards, it becomes an increasingly important inspiration for the liberties that we enjoy, which become increasingly codified through Declaration of Rights, extensions of the franchise, and so on and so forth. So it's important for that reason, because it inspires a whole host of movements, a whole host of codifications of liberties across a large period of historical time.